episode number 52. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? Welcome to Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. I'm your host, Chris, and tonight I'm drinking the king of beers, Budweiser. Cheers, salute, sláinte, kanpai, apni chikon cheers, avatwasante, govubachi. It's kind of funny that I assume the listeners in foreign countries are not American. It was pointed out to me the other day that there's probably military bases over there. So if you're in the military and you're listening in a foreign country, get home safe, and this beer is for you. This Bud is for you, to be cheesy. Cheers. Actually, I'm trying to learn another language right now. I'm trying to learn Spanish. I took Spanish in high school, and about a month in, it beat me in the submission, and I gave up, and I went with the easy teacher who taught German. That's how I got my credit for my foreign language, because, I mean, you basically just had to be a fuck-up and disrupt his class to fail that class. As long as you were quiet and you at least tried, he would fucking pass you. I got an A in that class, and I definitely didn't deserve it. But now I'm trying to learn Spanish, and I'm doing it like an infant would, learning one word at a time. Like, there's a spoon. How do you say spoon in Spanish? Which I actually couldn't tell you right now. But that's how I'm learning, and I work with a lot of Hispanic people, so they're helping me out too. And I'm starting to put phrases together. It's mostly about time, because we're talking about when we get to leave. I tried to tell this guy, I don't know if I told this story on this podcast before. I tried to tell this guy, I had horrific fucking heartburn before I started this whole diet thing. I had horrific heartburn. I was eating a lot of fried food, French fries, hamburgers, chicken strips, all that shit. And I had horrific heartburn. Tums weren't even fucking helping. So I'm trying to tell him, in my stupid American white way to tell him, was my heart is on fire, which in Spanish is mi corazón en fuego. And he looks at me and he gets like this look in his eye. He's like excited. He's like, oh. And I'm like, no, man. Like, no, it's not good. It hurts. Excuse me. And I'm like pointing to my chest. It hurts. And I say the phrase again and he gets that same look in his eye. I'm like, what am I saying to this guy that he's so excited about? What he thought I was telling him, as my voice cracks, was that I'm in love. The cheesiest way to say that you're in love. My heart is on fire because I'm in love. Which was a great misunderstanding. I forget the way to say I have heartburn in Spanish, but that's what he thought I was saying, man. But it's baby steps. I'm not using, I have kids' books to like teach my kids. That's how I'm learning, you know, words like shoes and whatever. And then I'm trying to form the sentences after that. I'm not great at it, and it actually turns out pretty comical a lot of the time. But, you know, I want to learn Spanish. And that German class I took in high school, I think I only know one phrase. And the phrase was, I have homework. Because I always had homework. But, and then French, man. I think Spanish and French are probably my top two runners of languages I'd like to learn. But, it's baby steps, man. It's baby steps. So I gotta play this video for you guys. It's somewhat comical, but it's also a little scary. She calls, it's basically this lady who had her flight delayed 15 minutes, and she completely flips out on the guy working there behind the desk. She's like a white lady in her 40s, I would assume. He looks like a, I don't know, maybe a 30-year-old black guy behind the counter. She calls him a fucking rapist because she's freaking out so bad. And the fucking screeching she does. Dude, tell me this doesn't sound... Tell me her voice doesn't sound like she fell into the the gorilla cage at the zoo. And she's having her arm ripped off by one of the gorillas. She's saying, get me out of here, get me out of here. Anyways, I'll just have to play you the trip, but it's fucking nuts, man. Her level of outrage for being delayed 15 minutes. Something, by the way, this guy behind the counter has no control over. Who knows why it was delayed? It could be weather. I don't know. The pilot could be late. I can't think of any other reasons a flight would be delayed, but I'm sure there's a bunch of them. Anyways, let me play you the clip. After we get through this fucking advertisement. Why is this so inspirational? You fucking advertisements, I swear. Be inspired. You're just selling fucking Mazdas, dude. What are you talking about? What is... I hate commercials like this. If you're going to be uplifting, at least have a cause behind it. You're trying to motivate me to be better in life, and you're selling fucking Mazdas. It's like fucking Honda's doing this whole campaign right now. And it's like... What is it called? I'm a helpful Honda person! And they call somebody randomly and say they're going to pay for their son's fat camp. You know what I'm talking about. Have you guys heard these commercials? It's like, I'm a helpful Honda person. We're going to pay for your son's fat camp this summer because we know you can't afford it. And he's so fat. No, they don't say that, but why is my voice cracking tonight? It's like, okay, let me guess, Honda. Let me guess how they sign up to have a helpful Honda person help them with their situation. Is it email? I bet it's fucking email. I bet you sign up on a big email list. You know what they call that in the car business? That's called a fucking lead. So they're spending $300 to help you with your son's camp so you can sign up on this email list and then they can try to sell you a car. It's not that hard to figure out. That's called a fucking lead, man. Oh, sorry. I'm getting sassy already, and it's early 2019. I'm trying to calm down the sass. That shit just drives me nuts. Be something. Fuck off, Mazda. You're selling fucking cars. You're going to inspire me to come to your dealership and buy a car? No, you're not. Anyways, that wasn't even the right fucking video. That's the funny part about it. That wasn't even the right fucking video. Let me see if I can find it. Where is she? Oh, this is her. If it'll play. Oh my God, she calls him a fucking rapist. This guy's on the phone. I'm assuming he's calling security. I would hope. Did she say I have a gun on me? Hold on. No fucking way.
A fucking gun on me! Because I'm homeless! Get me out!
Wow, that guy behind the camera. I think she said she had a gun. Dude, was she fucking arrested? She definitely should be. You can't say shit like that in the airport. Wow. Over being delayed 15 minutes is what the story says. I don't know. I wasn't there. I wasn't on the flight. I can't say for sure. But that level of outrage is just ridiculous. That's a lot of the problem with people today. It's that whole mentality of might makes right. I'm so fucking outraged that I'm right. No, that doesn't make you right. You know, you just gotta suck some up sometimes. And that was not sexual. And then she grabs her bag and fucking walks away. That's fucking nuts, man. Tell me she doesn't sound... This fucking screech she gives... Tell me it doesn't sound like she's having her fucking arm sawed off. Jesus. She either said, I have a gun on me because I'm homeless, or she said, I have a gun on me because I'm hopeless. I don't know which fucking one. Does it really matter? I hope security tackled her fucking ass to the ground, because that's outrageous, man. That's fucking nuts, dude. I don't know. There's no comments on this video, and I really wish there were, because I'd like to hear what people have to say about this. Probably the same things I'm saying and laughing. That's fuck, dude, if that was your sister or your fucking mom or your fucking aunt, dude, I don't think Christmas will never be the same. Family functions will, my smart ass, I'd be like, hey, Jennifer, remember that time you flipped out and got arrested at the airport just to fuck with her? That's fucking crazy, man. This poor guy, and he handled it like a fucking boss, dude. He just has like the blankest look on his face, like, we got another one. And he's like calling security, I guess. He's on the phone. I'm sure they couldn't hear anything he was saying. They just heard her screaming through the phone, and they're like, we're on our way. Which terminal are you at? That's fucking nuts, man. So anyway, in other news, here's a little space talk for you. That's what I'm coining these little segments that I have now. China lands on the dark side of the moon, which has never been done before. The pictures are pretty cool. I mean, it just looks like the moon. I don't know why that's significant. I don't know why they chose to do that. We've already been there, right? That's like a skateboarder doing a brand new trick. It's like, yeah, but I mean, you're still skateboarding, you know? You're not doing anything no one's ever thought of before. Now, when I see people on fucking snowmobiles flipping through the air, I'm like, that shit is fucking cool, man. That's never been done before. But, what did they say about it? I don't know, man. I don't have the article in front of me. Unfortunately, I'm very unprepared. But I thought that was kind of cool. You send a fucking, who knows how much that fucking cost, man. I think NASA congratulated them on that. So you just have to, like, go around the moon more, I'm assuming? I don't know, man. Hey, if you can explain why this is significant, please email me at drinkuntilyoupodcast@gmail.com. I guess it's just significant because it's never been done before. But if you believe we've landed on the moon already, it's like, yeah, that's cool. But, you know, everybody wants to be the first to do something. Everybody wants to set the Guinness Book of World Records for doing something, I feel like. Is that what China is doing? They're wasting billions of dollars or yen to land someone on the dark side of the moon? I don't know. It just looked like the fucking moon to me. Not that impressive. As if I could figure out how to send a rocket to the moon. But anyways, the other thing I have for you is the Super Blood Wolf Moon, which sounds pretty fucking rad, right? On January 20th. What's today's date? Today is January 8th. Happy Turnt Up Tuesday. Hashtag Turnt Up Tuesday if you follow me on Twitter. Eclipses only occur when the moon, sun, and earth are in... Oh my God, how do I say this word? Syzygy? Jesus Christ. Eclipses only occur when the moon, sun, and earth are in syzygy, an astrological term for three things in perfect alignment. Syzygy, three things perfectly in alignment. The next one will be on May 26, 2021. Write it in your calendars if you missed this one, but you got some time to prepare. I think it's supposed to happen at like 11 o'clock my time. I'm central. I'm in Texas. I've never seen a fucking super blood wolf moon before, but it might be kind of cool. I gotta get that fucking telescope, man. How badass would that be? To look at that bitch. Can you look at it through the telescope? Will that make you go blind? That would be my fucking... That would be my fucking luck. I would get a telescope, and the sun is reflecting off the moon so bright that I blind myself in one eye. I already got a fucking white streak above my left eye and my eyebrow from getting kicked in the head at a show. No shit. Have I ever told this on the podcast before? I went to a show. Somebody dove off the stage and kicked me in the right side of my forehead. I had this like fucking horseshoe bruise. And sure enough, a week later, my left eyebrow starts turning white. No shit. Craziest fucking thing. Hopefully I don't look at this super blood wolf moon through a telescope and blind my right eye. I'll have a patch over my left eye and I'll be blind in my right eye. I'll just wear a fucking eye patch and become a pirate, you know? But yeah, that's on January 20th. I thought that was pretty cool. And three things in perfect alignment. It's called Syzygy. There's a new word for you. So this weekend, man, I went to, I love getting massages, dude. I love going to a professional place and getting massages. By the way, fuck Massage Envy. This fucking asshole, man, basically he told my ex-wife, my wife at the time, it was going to be this price, and then when I got up there to pay for it, they don't make you pay for it before you get the massage, they make you pay for it after you get the massage, and I regret not walking out of this place. But Massage Envy, the guy's like, well, I was like, you told her it was going to be this price, and now you're charging me this price. And so he gets her on the phone, and he says to her, I guess this is your miscommunication. You and your husband, this is your miscommunication. And I should have fucking walked out at that point and just fucking drove away. And I didn't. I paid for the expensive ass massage that wasn't even that fucking great, man. It really wasn't even that great. I just love their selection of who they think should massage me. They see me walk in, they size me up, and they pick like the largest human being they have in the building to give me a massage. I'm like, dude, I don't even like it that hard, at least when it comes to massages. You know, it's fucking Tinder, man. I had to tell this guy the other day, I went to the mall, I got like a 15-minute massage. Oh, it was so fucking nice, man. I loved it. I had to tell this guy to ease up a little bit, dude. He was grinding his fucking elbows in my back. I was like, hey, man, just a little softer. And he started laughing. He's like, okay, I'm sorry. And so I'm getting the massage. I'm getting into it. I'm finally, it takes about 5 minutes for me. I'm so tense. I hold all my tension in my shoulders. I'm so tense that it takes about 5 minutes of him, you know, just working at it for me to finally relax, completely, fully relax so he can actually get in there. And, so I'm into it. I'm finally relaxed. I'm finally like enjoying myself 5 minutes into it. I've already wasted 5 minutes of my time, by the way. And I hear this guy. This is the middle of the mall. This is like a kiosk they have. So people are kind of waiting behind me, whatever. This guy walks up and he's complaining while I'm getting a massage about his neck. He has this pain in his neck. The guy's like, okay, yes, sir. You know, you're next. They only had two massage guys at the time, and both of them were taken. One by me, one by another person. And he's like complaining about his neck, and he's talking about everything that he does, like his work, why he has this shit in his neck. And the massage guy keeps stopping. And I'm just like, all right, just, you know, it's fine. He's going to start back up. But the guy keeps going, and he keeps talking to him, and he's like negotiating a price, which is non-negotiable. You're going to pay $1 per minute no matter where you go. That's pretty much the standard. If you pay more than that, it better be a great-ass fucking massage, or you better be getting something extra in there. But, so this guy's complaining, and I finally just, like, sit up because my guy's not massaging me anymore. He just has, like, his hand resting on my back. I finally sit up. I said, hey, man, you're killing my time. And the guy just, like, smiles and, like, walks away. And I lay back down. It takes me another couple of minutes to like lose that tension again. It was kind of a sassy thing for me to do, but still, like, wait your fucking turn, man. I waited behind the person I was, you know, after. And I didn't say shit to the guy. Just waited till he was done. The person was getting up. And I said, yeah, I want 15 minutes. And I sat down. This guy's fucking, oh my God, negotiating prices while this guy's simultaneously trying to give me a massage. And I finally just, I didn't lose it on him, but it was getting to that point. Connor said she was all the way down at Sears. It's like a walkway. And it's like at the entrance of the walkway, that's where the massage place is. She was all the way down at Sears. And she's like, what, you know, what happened? And I told her what happened. She was like, I could hear your voice all the way down there. I was like, yeah, this guy's fucking ruining my shit. Like, you know, I'm getting a 15-minute massage because I don't have $60 to give the guy. to give me an hour massage, which I would love to have laying on the table. Oh, it's fucking great. But, you know, he's killing my time. It takes me 5 minutes to finally relax. This guy's taking up 2 to 3 minutes. It's like, before I blink, it's going to be over. And I've paid for basically nothing. And as I said before, people in the service industry, unless you're completely horrific and you completely don't care, I tip well. You know? The guy got at least 30% of what I spent on the massage itself. Because that's how I do it. You know, and I'm not saying it's the guy's fault, but he should have had a little bit, the massage guy, he should have had a little bit more control and be like, hey, I'll get to you after. But this guy wanted to fucking negotiate. Oh, it fucking drove me nuts. But I got my massage and it took me like 15 minutes. I got a 15 minute massage and it took me about 15 minutes to cool down. I don't know why I'm that way. I just couldn't let it go. You know, Connor's over there like, oh, look at this store. It's so nice. And we haven't talked about the massage in like 20 minutes. And I'm like, I just can't fucking believe this guy. Can you believe he would fucking do? It just takes me so long to cool down after something like confrontation happens. I don't know why. I've always been that way. And I'm working on it. Maybe that's a resolution for 2019. Work on your cool down time. It's like, I swear to God, man, I brought this up the rest of the night we were together, just randomly, out of nowhere. It was still on my mind the rest of the night. It's like, you know, eventually I'm laughing about it, but at first it was just, you know, and she's so good. She's just listening to me, letting me fucking bitch it out. But other than that, man, it was a great fucking weekend, other than that 15 minutes of negotiating. But yeah, dude, I know all the fucking good places around here. If you're ever around the DFW area, more Garland, Mesquite area, I know all the fucking good places. A little bit in Dallas, too. But that's kind of a hobby of mine. It's an expensive hobby, but I love going and getting a massage. There's a place over in Rowlett. I was just telling Connor the other night about this that, you know, not so good. It's top dollar, and it's not that great. You know, when they have to stop the fucking, I should do a stopwatch on them. When they have to stop the massage to go answer the door, I'm fucking pissed. You know, I know there's only one lady working, but, you know, I need to have a stopwatch and just stop it to be sure I get my full time. But I told this lady one time, man, she shorted me 5 minutes, this hour massage. And she shorted me 5 minutes, and I told her straight up, like, you shorted me 5 minutes. Obviously, she gave me a discount and helped me out, but it's kind of fucked up, man. But that was a little bit of my weekend. Took the kiddo out, my youngest, and just had a great fucking time, man. He's got this, it's not a skin condition. I guess it kind of is. And I'm just working on that, man. He eats like I eat. I'm not saying I don't feed him chicken or beef or anything like that, but for the most part, this kid is stuffed full of veggies and fruit, which is awesome. I feel like he loves coming to my place because he knows he's going to eat well and it's gonna help him feel good. Let's go ahead and get into it, man. The Dallas fucking... No, you know what? I'm not going to start with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to start with the Chicago Bears-Eagles game. I did not watch the whole game, but the Eagles, you got so... mother effing lucky, dude. That coach timed that timeout perfectly. They iced the kicker at the perfect time, and he made that first one. And everybody's blaming the kicker right now. And you know what? He scored more points than Chicago's entire offense. So how much can you really blame the guy? Yes, he missed the game-winning field goal. It hit off of the upright, and then it hit off the bottom, like, parallel post to the goal. I don't know what you call that one, but it hit off that one, and then it hit off that one, and it bounced out. I couldn't fucking believe it. By the skin of your fucking teeth, you fucking Eagles, man. Have I mentioned that I hate the Eagles? I hate the Eagles. I hate every other football team, but I especially hate the Eagles, and I hate the Giants, and I hate the Redskins. It's all our division. You know how it goes, but you got so fucking lucky. But with that said, you're in. You're on to the next round. We got Dallas Cowboys have the LA Rams coming up. We're playing in LA. I forget the start time. I'm excited, man. I don't think we did we play them this season? I can't remember. I don't think so. But you know, we got them coming up. I think it's gonna be a great game. If you want to watch some football, watch that one, because I feel like these two teams don't know each other that well, so anything can happen. But I couldn't fucking believe it, man. I saw videos of a Bears fan watching the Eagles game, and it hit off the upright, and he thought the exact same thing I thought. I thought that shit was in. I was over there like, yes, 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 and then I see the refs come out waving no. He didn't fucking make it. I was like, are you fucking it? Dude, it took like 5 to 10 minutes to finally sink in that he actually missed the fucking field goal. I think he scored, the kicker alone scored 9 points. And what did they say? The offense scored 6. I guess that extra point, you know, counts towards the kicker. But yeah, the offense only scored 6 and the kicker scored 9 for Chicago. And they have the fucking nerve to blame the Chicago kicker, whatever his fucking name is. I don't even remember at this point. But I couldn't fucking believe it. I saw another video of an Eagles fan that thought they lost, and he turned off the TV and he went and beat the shit out of a bedroom door. I mean, he ripped this thing off the fucking hinges by the end of it. He's punching this door, kicking it. There's a Chicago Bears fan standing next to him, and he thought they missed the fucking, or they made the field goal. And he just runs over and, like, rips the fucking door down. Dude, it was fucking insane. But, yeah, man, fucking Seattle-Dallas game, dude. What a great fucking game. Maher, you scared the shit out of me. But, you know, you did it when it counts, I guess. So, hopefully you're practicing right now as I'm podcasting. As I always recommend on this podcast for you, Maher, just please, man. You gotta be fucking solid, dude. If we lose by a field goal, it's your fucking ass in Dallas. I will tell you that much. But Dak Prescott, dude, oh, what a fucking game. He threw some pretty good passes, which I see that confidence growing, man. As much shit as I talked on his accuracy and, you know, and little shit like that. Those little things fucking add up, though, man. But you know what? When he starts using his legs and he has that working with Zeke and working with the receivers, we're fucking dangerous, man. We're fucking dangerous. We just got to figure out the red zone. We have to do it this fucking game, man. I'm not saying we're going all the way, but confidence is building for Dallas. So that was a great fucking game. Seattle. That fucking onside kick, by the way, that was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. The guy kicked it, instead of kicking it 10 yards, you have to kick it 10 yards to be able to recover it as the kicking team. Instead of that, he just, like, kicked it over, like, 20 yards, and Cole Beasley just grabbed it and, like, fell on the ground. That was the fucking game. That was it. 24-22 Cowboys. And that was the weirdest fucking thing, man. I've never seen that before. He tried this drop kick thing, and I guess he got too much behind it. Obviously, people are going to say he was paid off. But as far as the referees go, dude, Seattle was bitching about who was reffing the game before the game even happened. Like, that's silly, man. Before, if you see some bad calls in the game, that's one thing to bitch about. But to bitch about the refs before the game even happens, that's, you're just, I don't know, expecting to lose, expecting to get fucked. And there were some non-calls both ways, you know, and they weren't, I wouldn't say they were game-changing calls, but they missed one where we face-masked one of their guys, and then they missed a face mask on us. And, you know, it shit fucking happens. They're not going to get every fucking call, but for the most part, that was one of the better officiated games I've seen. So that's what I'm going with. Cheers to the Dallas Cowboys. Let's take on these fucking Rams. This guy on fucking Twitter, man, you got to watch his video. If you ever want to know what I look like while I'm watching a Cowboys game, His name is, I think he goes by Scooter Magruder, but his last name is actually Magruder. You can probably find him by that. But he just filmed himself talking about the game the whole time, and that's basically my entire reaction. And, dude, that guy on the fucking Cowboys that got his leg snapped, oh, dude, that made me want to fucking barf. He was laying on his stomach, and whichever leg got broken, his toes were pointed toward the fucking sky, dude. They carried him out on a stretcher. It was the most gruesome thing I think I've ever seen in a football game. But, yeah, man, I don't know. Let's go, Cowboys. Let's take on the Rams, man. We gotta fucking do it. And all you fucking bandwagon fans, I have so many people on Facebook that have not said a goddamn thing about the Cowboys in years. And all of a sudden, you get a playoff win, and people start showing pride. Fuck that, man. Jump off the fucking bandwagon. I don't like that shit. But it's gonna happen, and I can't control it. So, it is what it is. But yeah, man, fucking, you're gonna show all this pride, man. You didn't go through all the fucking Tony Romo years. You know? You didn't go through all that shit and watch like I did. And I watched every single fucking game all the way through, win or lose. Fucking diehard Cowboys fans. You know what, those people, if we actually do end up winning the Super Bowl, those are the same people who are going to celebrate the hardest and have the most fucking pride, even though they don't deserve it. Oh, that drives me fucking crazy. I still have love for you. I'm not saying I hate you, but don't be fucking fake. If you haven't followed, just be like, hey, I haven't followed the Cowboys in a while, but it looks like they're doing good. Good luck. I would respect that all the way. But just to jump on the fucking bandwagon, drives me fucking nuts. Anyways, thank you guys for listening to Drink It Till You Podcast, episode number 52. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Be safe. Call somebody who cares about you to get a ride. And I'll talk to you guys next Tuesday. Let me finish off this beer. All right, guys. Bye.